Thank you all for being here this afternoon. I want to thank those folks that have joined us as well, Chief Charlie Beck, our District Attorney Jackie Lacey, who we very much appreciate her efforts and her being here as well. I want to thank our council member from the 9th District as well, Curran Price, and Alexander Bustamante, our Inspector General. We're here today to ask for help from the public. And we're here today united in the search for truth. The community, the Ford family, our police officers, and this city deserve nothing less. The truth and nothing but the truth. In the interest of finding out what happened in this case, we are again reiterating our call for witnesses to come forward to help the community, to help the family, to help our officers, and to help this department get to the bottom of what happened that day. There are people out there, we believe, who may have seen what happened, and we will rely on them to help us forward with this case. I'm asking anybody who may have seen anything to come forward. The more information that we have, the more questions we can put to rest. This is a very strong and resilient city, but we've been tested many times. And each test, I believe, we've gotten stronger. We've been able to be a more transparent and open department with closer community ties. But I've always said it's not whether or not a department is able to deal with challenges, but how we come forward from those challenges. But this is now a city which needs to embrace this case as one. We can't afford to have anybody who may have seen something remain quiet. It's not fair to the family. It's not fair to the community. It's not fair to our police department and our police officers. As mayor, I want to make sure that our city and our police department and the Ford family find out the truth. So the second thing is, too, that I'm ordering the results of this autopsy be released in the coming month, by the end of this year, sometime in December. I think that is important for the family, that is important for the community, and that is important for our city as well as our department. En español, and then I'll pass it on to folks. Estamos aquí unidos por la verdad. La verdad es importante a la familia Ford, a la comunidad y los oficiales del Departamento de la Policía. Todos de nosotros queremos la verdad. Estoy llamando por esas cosas hoy. La publicación de los resultados de autopsia en diciembre, por fin de este año, y necesitamos los testigos, personas en la comunidad, a dar su información al Departamento de Policía. Merecemos en esta ciudad la verdad, merecemos su participación en este caso, y espero que nosotros podemos venir juntos en este buscando por la verdad. With that, I want to thank those folks that are here again and turn it over to our Chief Charlie Beck to say a few words as well.
Thank you, Mr. Marin, and thank you for being here. This is a great city. This is a city that has endured much. This is a city that has a police department that believes in its community and tries to build community in everything that it does. This has been a very difficult investigation for us. Difficult because, first of all, our hearts go out to the Ford family. They've lost a son. My heart also goes out to the officers involved. They were involved in a tragic incident that is emotionally draining and very, very difficult. It's also been difficult because people have not come forward. We do not have direct witnesses at this point, although we have people in the community saying that they are such witnesses or know of witnesses. That's why it is so important that we make this one last plea. If you know anything about this case, if you know a witness, if you were a witness, please come forward. And if you're reluctant to come forward to the Los Angeles Police Department, then I understand that. Standing with me today is our great District Attorney Jackie Lacey. And she will tell you, and we will make available avenues by which you can go forward to her office. Also with me today is our Inspector General. He works for the Los Angeles Police Commission. He does not work for me. He is also an independent entity that anybody can go forward to with any information about this incident. We want the truth. We want witness statements to be as untainted as possible. That is why we've held the autopsy. But we have no intention of denying the family or this community access to that autopsy forever. That will not happen. The mayor has given me a date certain. We will certainly abide by that. And if we can get some progress in moving this investigation forward through this press conference or through any other means, then we will certainly do it much sooner. With that, I'd like to bring forward a great partner in policing, somebody who immediately recognized her value in this incident, who I've talked to about it and who has supported us in every step of the way and will be the individual that makes the final determination on criminal charges in this case. And that's Jackie Lacey, our district attorney.
Thank you, Chief. Thank you, Mayor. I am District Attorney Jackie Lacey. As has previously been said by the Los Angeles Police Department, they are the lead investigative agency in this matter, and they continue to remain the lead investigative agency per a longstanding protocol that has been in place for the investigation of these cases. This investigation, I'm told, is still in progress. The matter has not been submitted to the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office. I am interested in facilitating any reluctant witness at the request of LAPD, the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Bureau of Investigations will accept statements from witnesses who prefer to speak to our investigators before speaking with LAPD. As I have said publicly before, no one is above the law. No one should be above the law. If you are a witness in this matter and you have not spoken to a member of LAPD, you may contact our investigator with the LADA's office at area code 213-974-3608. Thank you.
Next, I'd like to ask our Inspector General, Alexander Bustamante, to come forward, and then we'll hear from Curran Price.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we have made extraordinary efforts out in the community to try to bring witnesses forward to give us additional information so that we can do a thorough investigation on this matter. We've gone out several times in the community. We've handed out flyers. We've done press releases. I would ask that if you have any evidence, any witnesses, please provide them to either the DA's office, the department, or to my office so that we can do a full investigation, answer all the questions, and give this case the thoroughness it deserves. So if you have any information, I'd implore you to please come forward and bring that to anybody up here or our office. We'll be more than happy to listen to you and take that information and incorporate it into the investigation. Thank you.
And last but certainly not least, I want to thank Councilmember Curran Price from the 9th District where this incident occurred, and somebody who's been a great leader not only here locally but in the state, ensuring civil rights, ensuring that we have accountability and public safety. Thank you, Councilmember Price, for being here.
Thank you, Mayor. I stand here today to join in this request for community members to step forward with any firsthand knowledge of this tragic incident. I understand the frustration that many have right now with the police use of force, and especially in this case and others. And, of course, sometimes there are more questions than answers. We all want closure, and above all, we want to see justice prevail in this situation. I've met with the command staff and have been assured that this investigation, along with others of police use of force in this community, the reports are being expedited, and I'm committed to ensuring that this happens in an orderly fashion. But a thorough process takes time, and we want to make sure that there is no room for error when the investigations have been completed. So I ask again that we have trust in this process, in this system, and to as we engage ourselves and the department in this review. The best way to do this, we think, is for individuals to come forward who have information, who have something to share, who were eyewitnesses to the incident, and who can help provide information so that this case can be resolved. Again, we're asking for your help to make that possible. Thank you.
Thank you. We're happy to answer any questions.
I have a question for the DA. Ms. Lacey, given the somebody would say, as the chief pointed out, that they know what happened, but they're not willing to come forward. Well, why do you think that's occurring?
I don't like to speculate on why people aren't coming forward. We're just here to accept the information and deal with it. There could be many reasons, but I think the bottom line is we want to make sure that people know that if there's an issue with coming forward to LAPD, they have an option. They can call the LA County District Attorney's Office, and we will accept their call and take the statement, and of course we will work with and cooperate and turn that over to LAPD. They are the lead investigative agency.
You don't suspect there's any attempt to foment unrest by doing so, what I described?
No. I don't know, is the bottom line, but I don't suspect that. I'm not by nature a conspiracy theorist. I just feel that perhaps somebody listening to this will change their mind about not getting involved. We just came from a Courageous Citizens event in the Valley where people did get involved and come forward. And we would just want to encourage people that if you have any information about this that occurred way back in the summer, would you please come forward now? Would you please come forward now and give us that information?
If this doesn't work, do you then take the LAPD out of it and your office gets totally involved, or Mr. Bustamante's involved, or the FBI?
No, I have no reason to believe that the LAPD unit assigned to this case won't do other than an extraordinary job. We work with them on a regular basis on excessive force cases, and we have confidence in the system that we have, and we have confidence in the chief's leadership and the oversight provided by the city of LA.
And the attorney representing the family says that there are witnesses he has, and that the LAPD would like to talk to them, but he will not allow them because they have told him they're afraid of coercion, that they're trying to change the story. Chief, you've heard this before. Well, you want to respond to that?
I'll absolutely respond to it, Dave. You know, one of the reasons that we are so frustrated with this is because that attorney does say he has witnesses, and we would like them to come forward. And so today, we stand here before you saying there are multiple avenues by which you may do that.
All of our
witness interviews and officer-involved shootings are recorded. They can be videoed. You know, they are subject to review by the Inspector General's office, then by the police commission, then they are reviewed by the district attorney's office. You know, there are multiple levels of review that prevent such things. But if somebody feels that they do not want to come forward to the LAPD, then that's fine with this investigation. We have given other avenues which they may use, and we encourage people to do that. We want to get to the truth. You know, unfortunately, during my time as chief of police, I have had to prosecute officers for excessive force. I'm not saying that's what occurred in this case, but we follow the investigation where it leads us. You know, this is we do not predetermine investigations. We do not make the facts fit a result. We follow the case where it goes. And this case needs some help. We need eyewitnesses. We need people to come forward. If people know what happened out there, I need you to come forward so that we can reveal the truth to this community, whatever that is.
What you have now, Chief, I take it that it's just what the stories just don't match. You're just not ready.
We're not at the point where conclusions can be made. You know, we have some investigative points to conclude, but we would love to have more information. And because there are people in the community saying that they have seen things but not come forward, that's very troubling, because we need that information so that we can come to the right conclusion. The last thing that I, as chief of police and as somebody that has control over this investigation, want to do is move forward on partial information. If there are indeed people that have information about this, direct information that they can come forward, then we need that so that we can make the right result. If I was the kind of chief that just wanted to get to results that made his department look good, you know, I would have moved forward without the witnesses. I want the witnesses. I need people to come forward. We want the truth. If there are witnesses, then I need them to come forward. And we have multiple avenues by which people can do that.
Can you tell us with a firm date on when you'll have the autopsy
We will release the autopsy report by the end of the year. But that will have given people adequate amount of time to come forward. You know, we have time periods by which we intend to complete these investigations. You know, regardless of investigative strategy, and if we get to those time periods, then we'll release the autopsy. But I want to give credibility to those witnesses that come forward. If I release the autopsy, you know, and let me, a little inside baseball. In the vast majority of officer-involved shooting cases, the witnesses come forward right away, we do the interviews, and the autopsy comes out several months later, because that's the time frame by which autopsies come out. Witnesses' statements are untainted by that. They don't have any idea what the contents of the autopsy is. They just know what they saw, and they report it to us. In this instance, that's not what has happened. And we want to make sure that, as best we can, without denying the public access, without denying the family some closure, that we get witness statements that are untainted. And if we believe there were no witnesses, we wouldn't move forward. But there are people out there in the community that say they have seen something and don't want to come forward. We want to give them another opportunity. We want their statements to be as valuable as they can be. And they will be more valuable to the investigation if they have not been influenced by autopsy results.
Chief, does the Omar Abrego case have any bearing on this investigation?
That case is, of course, a very serious incident, something that is also under investigative review. That autopsy has not been completed yet. We have a hold on it. When that autopsy is completed, we will reevaluate that hold. And I've had discussions with the investigators today. I doubt that we'll hold that autopsy anytime past its completion. Right now, we're still waiting for those results.
Given that it's the same officer, the same sergeants, what's the impact, if any, on the current investigation? Or are they separate?
Well, they're very separate, and they are assigned to the same division. They're not the same people.
Chief, in the Ford case, have you had any witnesses at all that have come forward and cooperated with you?
Yes, we have some witnesses, but they are incomplete witnesses. They're not direct eyewitnesses. They're tertiary witnesses. So.
So no one who can directly say, I saw this, and be credible?
Well, I won't comment on their credibility. The investigators have reported that they appear to be credible, but they're not direct eyewitnesses. You know.
Why do you think there is this distrust of the police in South Los Angeles that you're seeing in this case?
Well, I think that policing in America is at a crossroads today. I think there is distrust of much of law enforcement in some communities. The Los Angeles Police Department has made tremendous strides in that area. We have become what I think is a model for building trust in communities. That's not to say that everybody trusts us. That's to say that we have made a lot of progress. I had multiple community members in this building today talking about this exact issue. One of the reasons I stand before all of you at the podium today is to build trust. You know, we have a history, and all of us carry our history. We don't bury our history. And the Los Angeles Police Department is very, very committed to building that trust so that we don't become a spark point for the whole nation.
Chief, one of the other issues some residents have taken is no information regarding why the two officers initially approached Mr. Ford. Do you have any comment on that? Can you share any more of those details at this time?
You know, all of the details of the investigative stop, all the important details of the incident will be made public at the conclusion of the investigation. You know, what we don't want to do is piecemeal information. That's not fair to the community because it's not complete information. It's not fair to the officers because it's not complete information. When officer-involved shooting investigations are completed in Los Angeles, after their review by the police commission and the inspector general posts those investigations on his website. And that's what will happen in this case. And so the whole investigation will be made public. No other law enforcement agency does that. And we do it because of community trust, to build community trust, to make sure that folks that are interested can see what the Los Angeles Police Department does all the checks and balances that are in place, be it the police commission, be it the inspector general, be it the DA's office, so that we can get to the kind of result that this city can be proud of. Now, I don't predetermine those results. Sometimes they are to the department's benefit, sometimes they're to our detriment. That's not what I'm after. What I'm after is the truth.
Chief, does the autopsy report in the Ford case shed light on what really happened? Does it seem to confirm certain statements over others?
There is significant evidence within the report that could add credibility to a witness's statement. I won't go any further than that. Just to say that there is a definitive reason why we hold this report. And it can add tremendous credibility to a witness's statement.
Just to clear up the date of the release of this autopsy, I noted that the mayor said that it was going to be released before the end of the month, and then you said
no, I said in the coming month by the end of the year.
In the coming month, okay. Thank you.
Check your notes.
I'm
after. That's what
I think. All right, thanks, you guys.
Did you just give up on witnesses?
Why won't we give up?
At what point
do you?
Well, we will never give up on witnesses. What I will give up on is the strategy of trying to keep their statements completely pure from the autopsy. And I'm willing to do that, but not until I am sure that we have made every effort, gone through every bit of due diligence, done things to excruciatingly to the letter as possible to give people an opportunity to come forward. And I mean, this is unprecedented to have the DA with me and the Inspector General and all of them offering avenues by which people can come forward. That's how important this is to us.
Does that concern you as the Chief of Police and the fact that a community in South L.A. doesn't exactly feel comfortable with coming to your department?
Well, of course it's of some concern. But first I have to find out if witnesses in fact exist. And so, you know, we will make that determination when we find out.
It occurs to me that the Inspector General and the Chief didn't give out any phone numbers. We did give out the one.
Actually,
handout. Okay.
Got the handout. Sure, big handout.
Good.
Okay.
Spanish speakers available. If anyone needs a Spanish speaker.
Thank you all very much. Appreciate you being here. Thank you.
Yeah, this way.